Right, that was Steel Ice Band and Holly and the Ivy. Well, good evening to Stan from Wallasey Taxis. Thanks very much once again, yet again I'm saying it, for bringing us down here to Radio Eleanor, broadcasting to you on 266 metres in the medium wave band. That's a... Oh, it's not a frequency. Oh, dear me. Right, enough of this drivel, Benson. We'll carry on with the next record, which... is by Neil Sedaka, or Neil Sedaka. And of course, it's Sweet 16.
Happy birthday, Sweet 16. Tonight's the night I've waited for, because you're not a baby
Mr. Neil Sedaka, and happy birthday, Sweet 16. Well, I've been joined in the studio yet again by BW, that's Bert Williams, and he's going to continue the truthful story of free radio on Merseyside. So, without much further ado, well, I'll hand over to you then, Bert.
Yes, okay, we're going on with, we're going to have some Beatles music, and, slight problem there on the changeover between me and Trevor Benson.
Good old man to Benson.
Sit back and let me
carrying on with the documentary now and leaving the subject of Andy Davis for the present time and coming back to MAR. After MAR was taken over by John Dwyer and various other cowboys that he had involved with him at the time, one of them was Mike Stand, MAR carried on for quite a long time, right up until about August this year.
What would you think?
When, at that stage, John Dwyer had pushed his luck a little bit too far, because he'd double-crossed, in addition to double-crossing me, he'd double-crossed other people, and one of these other people he double-crossed was Matt Black, who was on MAR. So, about August this year, there was quite considerable trouble, and MAR finished. MAR was ended about August this year.
What do I do when my love is away?
Because basically what's happened is that Matt Black wanted to take over 266, or take over MAR, and there was quite a bit of hassle.
Because you're on your own. No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need it?
So, basically, that's what really happened to MAR, and the other thing is that John...
A little help from your friends, didn't you, mate?
Yeah.
Got a little help from your friends. Get a little help from your friends.
Yes, he got a little help from his friends.
Would you believe in a love of the night? Yes, I'm certain that it happened.
Yes, we've got the big joke there of a little help from my friends.
When you turn out the light, I can't tell you, but I know.
Anyway, MAR, as I said, it ended in August this year, simply because John Dwyer had, he double-crossed Matt Black, and he double-crossed various other people. I think one of them was the person who supplied the MAR transmitter. So for that reason, MAR just ended in in August this year it did, and it hasn't been back on since. So I mean if he double-crossed his source of supply, the person that supplied him with the MAR transmitters, he just sort of pushed his luck too far, really, I suppose you could say. Anyway, that was the Beatles there, and with a little help from my friends. The next one coming up is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with colliders go by. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Anyway, one of the other things that I didn't say about John Dwyer is that he very much exploited, he used to, what would be the best way of putting it, he had various people looking at you, virtually put nothing into MAR, and he'd have various, for example, 16-year-old lads looking after the transmitter, and he'd be doing very little, and even the DJs got most of his ads, so he sort of put very little into it, really, and he double-crossed a lot of people, John Dwyer did.
On a train in a station.
But I do tend to suspect myself, and I think it's only fair that I say this, is that Mike Stand, as he's known, was in behind some of it, some of the trouble, and he was stirring John Dwyer. But I don't have any actual evidence on this, but it is something I do tend to suspect rather strongly. After the corruption and exploitation of MAR ended in August this year, we tended to, well, the situation would be that various other stations started then. And one of the stations that came on in its place was, what was it now? Just trying to think. Well, anyway, there was a number of other stations that sort of came on in MAR's place. In addition, well, Eleanor had already been going for quite a long time. Eleanor had been going since December 1980. But about that time, about the time the downfall of MAR, came a new station, which was, I think it was called either Telstar or J1000 or something that effect, to that effect, which more or less moved in the position which MAR left.
Where it will go.
And that was on two, well, it is, well, it did operate up until recently on 271 meters, more or less on the same wavelength as MAR.
The cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. If I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there, disagreeing, never win. Wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colorful way. And when my mind is wandering, there I will.
About August this year, I also started a station. Me and Paul Jay and Trevor Benson came on with a station calling itself LBC, Liverpool Broadcasting. But unfortunately, due to various problems, that didn't quite work out the way we'd planned it. So that's sort of, well, it didn't continue, because we'd had various problems with it. I won't say exactly what they are. But I would like to say that one of my reasons for not bringing a station on myself, possibly, I don't know whether it's Paul Jay's reason or not, I'm not completely sure, is because the continuing increase in the number of stations that are on. There's so many on now, and Andy Davis seems to supply so many transmitters to so many people who have no experience. So we sort of tend to feel that the free radio scene has been degraded very considerably. Anyway, I think it's about time I let you know what you're listening to now. You're listening to Radio Eleanor. That's Radio Eleanor, broadcasting on 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz in the medium wave band, and we're broadcasting to Merseyside and the Northwest.
Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor.
Yeah.
message going out now to Stan of Wallasey Taxis, if you're listening there. Can you get up as soon as you possibly can? That's Stan of Wallasey Taxis, if you can get up here as soon as you possibly can. Well, anyway, a lot of you Free Radio supporters and Free Radio people, from what I've heard, you've been asking why I haven't been on with the station and why Paul J hasn't been on. Well, I can only speak for myself at this stage, and I can't say exactly what Paul J feels about the situation, but my particular reason that I haven't brought the station on so far is simply because, well, me, enthusiasm has declined just a little bit because of the continuing numbers of stations that have been coming on as a result of the, Andy Davis has supplied a lot of transmitters to various people, so I suppose that's the reason.
He's changed his mind now though, haven't you?
So I suppose one could say that is the reason to some extent.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment.
In other words, what I'm really trying to say is that I tend to feel that there isn't any sort of great need for me or Paul J. But it could be, I can only basically speak for myself on this. Considering the fact that there's so many stations on now, as a result of Andy Davis and various other people supplying transmitters to inexperienced people, well, I tend to feel that there isn't really any great need for me to be on, so I've tended to direct my enthusiasms and interests in other directions away from the radio. So that's the base, that's my answer to all the listeners who've asked about me and asked why I haven't been on.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on Trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later Pablo Frank is there. What a scene! Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake. Ding ding, some days in preparation are spent.
Anyway, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go shortly as time's getting on a bit. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to wish all the people in Free Radio a Merry Christmas. That includes, Matt Black, Paul J, Peanut Kenny, Trevor Benson. There's so many people I'm not really going to be able to think of them all. Andy Davis, Merry Christmas, and all the others in Free Radio, and all the people that are running stations now. It's a Merry Christmas from me, Bert Williams, and I hope you've enjoyed some of the documentaries I've been giving you for the past hour or so. But there's so many little details that one could more or less go on all night, but anyway, For me, Bert Williams, I'm going to say cheerio now, and I'm going to leave you with this one by the Beatles, which is coming up in just a moment. And it's by the Beatles from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP. And the title of this one is A Day in the Life. From me, Bert Williams, it's cheerio.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. But he was really sure he was from the house of love. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to lose
it. We've got a message going out now for Stan of Wallasey Taxis. If you're listening there, can you try and get up here in about 5 to 10 minutes, okay? Well, anyway, what am I going to do now? I'm closing Radio Eleanor down for this Boxing Day. Well, it's not Boxing Day now, it's well into Sunday the 27th. I'll give you a rundown now of the DJs that's on Eleanor tomorrow. Okay. Starting off with Mark Wright at 10 to 11. That's 10 to 11 today, or later this morning. And he also goes through from 11 to 12. And then we've got Ian Dale from 12 till 2. And between 2 and 4, we're supposed to be having Cliff Marsh. Possibly you might be having me and Paul J and Trevor Benson again tomorrow afternoon. We haven't decided on that yet. And then 4 till 6, we've got Dave Allen. Nick James follows at 6 till 8. And 8 till 10, we've got Barry Cullen, and then Jenny Darlington from 9 till 11. And finally, Peanut Kenny at 11 till 12 midnight. That's tomorrow, Sunday the 27th, or later today, as I could put it, the 27th of December, 1981. Anyway, Radio Eleanor is closing down in just a moment.
There's no one like you.
Anyway, just finally to let you know what you're listening to. You're listening to Radio Eleanor on 266 metres, 1125 kilohertz, broadcasting to Merseyside and the surrounding areas. And we've been broadcasting for, well, since 10 a.m. yesterday morning. And we've been extended since midnight tonight. What would be the best way of putting it? We've been going on a bit longer because me, Paul J and Trevor Benson have been up to give you a special Christmas treat for all you Free Radio supporters.
Let's go out to...
Anyway, Radio Eleanor is now closing down until 10 a.m. this morning. So for me, Bert Williams, Peanut Kenny, Paul J, Trevor Benson, and all the others behind the scenes here at Radio Eleanor, wishing you a very good night. Cheerio for now.
Happy Christmas. Good night.
I think I love you.